Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And in today's episode, which is episode 453, you're going to be guided using a chakra technique. And this is all part of this week's meditation series. Every week we launch into a brand new theme. And our theme for this week is you getting things done that mean the most to you. So it's a productivity meditation series to help you focus and be confident enough to believe in yourself to get done what may even scare you, your biggest goals and dreams. And so as you do this meditation, you never have to do the meditation techniques I share. Meditation techniques, I love to share them because I know they work. They're very effective, especially if you're new to meditation or you do find it kind of hard to find the time to sit down and meditate for longer than 10 minutes, then meditation techniques might be a great way for you to still be attuned to tapping into your inner self, your best part, while not really sitting down to meditate. Now, of course, meditation where you're seated meditating gives you the best results, but you could do a meditation technique throughout your day just to focus your mind and most importantly, to help you manage those stress triggers that you may encounter throughout the day, that person who seems to zap your energy, or when you get ready to do an important project or presentation, whatever it may be, these techniques can really give you enormous benefits throughout your day when you're not seated meditating. But in your case, here you are meditating. And so you can learn how to do this technique as you meditate. These will take your meditations up several notches. You'll notice a difference. As I mentioned, you can simply just do the meditation without the technique. So let's get you ready to do the meditation. As you're seated there in your meditation space, hopefully you're not likely to be interrupted. Go ahead and relax your body. We're going to start with your feet and gently bring awareness to different areas where you're likely to hold tension, whether you are aware of it or not. You may start to notice where you're holding tension, and then throughout your day, you'll be used to this part of your body, relaxing it, and so you can relax your body throughout the day. So here we go. So straighten your spine, relax your feet and your calves. Relax your knees. Relax your thighs and your hips. Relax your stomach and your chest. Relax your shoulders. Feel the tension drain away. Relax your arms as they're hanging by your sides. Relax your hands. Rest them on your lap with your palms upward or downward. And you could do the mudra we did yesterday. We always do a mudra, a way you position your hands to activate your conscience in a particular way. In this case, it's unwavering focus and confidence. To do the mudra is simple. Simply fold your little finger and your ring finger into your palm. So as your palms are resting on your lap upward, just take your little finger and middle or rather your ring finger and your little finger, and fold them into your palms. With both hands, do this. And then touch your thumb to your index finger and your middle finger. That's it. Do you feel a shift, a subtle shift for focus and confidence? This is a great mudra to use when you're really needing to focus to get something important done, or you're searching for information and you need to find it. This can help you. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your jaw and your face. Close your eyes and keep them slightly elevated upward. Beautiful. How do you feel? Release any remaining tension. And as you're seated there, bring to mind a goal you've been focusing on this week, or something that you want to accomplish in your life. Something that you've been putting off for a while, but you feel up to it, you feel ready. A lot of times when you're finally coming around to getting something done, it's not because you suddenly have more time, because time often isn't a factor when you want to get something done. It's often because you have shifted your mindset. You feel even an internal or psychological shift within yourself to where you're ready to be more expansive in your life, to show up in a bigger way. And if you're not used to doing this, many very successful people feed off of this feeling of constantly stepping up and becoming bigger, a bigger version of themselves. That's what drives them and motivates them. Often it's not money. It's often this feeling of making a difference or applying themselves wholeheartedly, their heart, their mind, their soul, all their focus. And it's a challenge, and it gives them an instant rush. Well, if you're not used to really showing up for yourself in a big way, maybe your confidence isn't geared in that way, which for many people it's not. When you finally come around to applying for a new job or starting a relationship that's going to be more enriching in your life, or moving to a new location, or starting some big project that you've been putting off for a while, a lot of times it's not because you're lazy, or it's not because you just don't have time to do it. It's because you don't see yourself yet in that role. And so it can take a while to experience a mindset shift. And so I'd like to have you focus now, as you're sitting there listening to the meditation and focusing on your goal. Think about that. Think about why this goal is a goal you feel empowered to take on, to accomplish this week. Something came together for you to make that possible. It could even be, and this is so important, that you're surrounding yourself with people who see this possibility in you, or who see this possibility in themselves, and their confidence is addictive and it rubs off on you. That's why your environment is pivotal. It's actually essential for you to accomplish your biggest goals. So as you're seated and you're visualizing your goal, bring to your awareness your third chakra. And this is right at your digestive area. And the element there is fire. You can imagine that, your zest for life, your fire. So when you think of your goal, you can be a little bit frightened, a little bit uncertain still, but you're moving forward with it. One way to help yourself remember why you have this goal and what it can do for you is to remember what gets you up in the morning. What excites you? What energizes you? This is your zest for life. And there really is no good reason for anything to hold you back, for any person or any circumstance to hold you back from what lights you up, your passion. So as you focus on your digestive area, keeping your eyes uplifted, I know when you're focusing, your eyes can have a tendency to drop downward. That's normal. Keep your eyes lifted upward, because this brings your energy inward and upward where you need it to be, towards your aspirations, your hopes, your dreams. As soon as you shift your eyes downward, you feel your energy drop. Do you notice that if you do it? So keep your eyes shifted upward and feel this fire in you, this fire at your digestion area, your third chakra. Imagine the color yellow, and you could imagine this fire, your passion, as you visualize your dream, your goal. Feel it within you. Feel yourself as you visualize yourself moving throughout your day, taking steps and actually doing the tasks to accomplish this goal. The little things that you break down to make it possible. Visualize yourself doing this as there's this fire burning upward, sending passion upward towards your heart and all your organs, to your thoughts, all the way to the crown of your head, the top of your head, your seventh crown chakra, really energizing you until you feel this fire burning within you. Continue meditating, experiencing these beautiful sensations you've created for yourself, feeling. So the technique is the doing part. The meditation is the being part, where you're being there, where you're not blanking out your mind. That's not meditation. You're being there. You're being there in that moment where you feel these sensations. Continue meditating, and when your mind wanders, you know what to do. Bring it back to the technique, bring it back to the visualization of your desires, your zest for life, your passions burning within you, igniting you, igniting your energy and your willpower to move you forward. And then go back into the experiencing that sensation that you create with your mind. You can find all the different meditation techniques from this week's meditation series at my website at sipandom.com. And you'll also find free resources there, like the 100-day meditation quest. It's completely free. Every week you receive a whole week's worth of meditations, allowing you to explore different meditation themes, teaching you the art of meditation. I've so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you. Continue visualizing yourself accomplishing your goal with your fire burning right there at your third chakra, at your digestive area. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.